rocks.
All righty, good morning. 713, Brock Hunter.
Right, what's up?
Don't forget, folks, we're going to be playing hooky on February 26th, and we want you to come with us. That's right. We're going ice fishing, and you don't want to miss out on this. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to pick two winners, and their plus ones are going to join us and the guys from Clearwater Meats for a day of fun on the ice. And we're going to get up early, but don't you worry. We're going to have some cold drinks for you. We're going to do some fishing, hopefully catch some monsters.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to be great. And, of course, the guys at Clearwater Meats has all the equipment. So if you don't have ice fishing gear, don't worry. We got you covered. Two ways to enter, all right? You can go to Joey C's Pizza in Benton Harbor. Register there. Plus, and this is real big, listen, you can also register online, WIRX.com, for the Big Catch Contest. All right, it's presented by Southwestern Michigan Tourist Council and Starlight Customs. Voting starts Monday, so you got to get your photos in for the Big Catch Contest by Sunday at midnight. If you don't do it, you're not going to be in the Big Catch Contest. You lose out on another chance to qualify. People are going to vote. Person with the most votes, going to win a spot on the ice fishing trip. There's some awesome photos on there, man. So if you got, like, a photo, I don't care if it's an old Polaroid.
You know,
submit it.
It's your biggest catch.
Yeah.
Let us see it.
Maybe you caught a sturgeon.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you caught the biggest
musky.
Pike. The biggest musky.
You know, I got a question for you. Those tiny little ice fishing poles.
Yeah.
How do they handle a musky? How do you handle a pike with one of those? I see a lot of people catch pulling pike through the ice hole.
I think they might have different setups there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have an ice fish. Whenever I ice fish, it's just a little tiny pole. It's more about the drinking than the fishing, which that's how it'll be when we go. we'll let all of our winners do all the work, and we'll
there
sit there and drink. That sounds good. But get in on it, and like I said, make sure you get that photo in for the Big Catch Contest by Sunday at midnight so you can actually make it in and people can vote. Huge thank you to our sponsor, Starlight Customs, Southwestern Michigan Tourist Council. Find out more on them, swmichigan.org, to plan your local adventures, and Joey C's Pizza. All the details to play hooky at WIRX.com. Let's do your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
According to a new study out of Australia, seeing sexy images of women makes men hungry for meat.
Yeah.
Really?
That's a hot babe. I want a steak. Is that why they serve steaks at the strip club?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some of the best prime rib I've ever had has been at a strip club. And I don't know.
Makes sense now.
I don't know if it's because the prime rib is good or it's just the naked ladies are making me crave that meat. The researchers concluded that guys reach for meat when the thought of sex has been introduced because it's hardwired in our brains. Men try to boost their status and seem more desirable to potential mates. And since meat is it's tied to strength, status, and masculinity, it makes sense that guys would prefer to eat meat. And then think about mating. So
you say you've reached for meat when you think about sex.
Yeah.
Seems pretty common.
Yeah, that's right. Reach for that old tube steak when you're thinking about sex. Are you into cryptocurrency at all? Have you know much about it?
I don't know much about it, really.
The coins or whatever that crap is.
Is it like Bitcoin?
Yeah, Bitcoin. That's cryptocurrency.
Okay.
So it's online. I don't understand it. Yeah. I tried reading up on you can mine the internet for. I'm like, it just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, you
I
can feel like buy just, stock in it too, right?
Yeah, and to me, it just feels like it's a made up thing.
My buddy bought stock in Bitcoin, and like the very next day, it went up. I don't know what the wording for
but
it
is. But it's not real. It
went up crazy. He made an insane amount of money in one day.
Did he actually make money though?
And he didn't pull it. The next day, it dropped.
But here's the
and
question.
He lost all
so I know you can sell it. Like, okay, I can buy cryptocurrency and then it could go up, the worth could go up, and then I could sell it to some for actual cash. But that's what I don't understand is that, okay, I'm going to sell you this fake online money to get real cash. So really, I'm the benefactor because now you just have all this online money. And I know there's people that sell products for this. It doesn't make sense to me. I just feel like one day someone's like, oh, yeah, we're going to make up this online
money.
Folks, it doesn't have real value because I bring this up because there's a company called Quadriga CX from British Columbia, and they manage about $137 million worth of their customers' digital cryptocurrency assets, okay? $137 million. The founder of the company just died. And that's bad news for all of the Quadriga CX investors because he was the only person on the planet who knew the password to the hard drive.
Oh.
So nobody can access the money now.
Oh, man.
That's what I just don't... Believe me, I get that we're in a day and age. When's the last time you actually had cash on you? You know what I mean? We don't carry
cash. I don't carry
cash. We use cards. So in a sense, it's almost like it's fake money because you don't see it. It's not like we're going to the bank. Here's cash. I'm putting it in there. But it still has a dollar value. I can still take it out. Mm-hmm. This cryptocurrency, I just don't understand. And it's stuff like this. And it's like it's hidden places. You mine for crypto. Maybe I'm just too dumb to understand it.
Isn't it a currency for like overseas? Like it's great for if you travel a lot, because it's
traveler's checks. Well, I just don't see
it's universal. I think that's the value of it. But is you don't have like say you go to Canada, you don't have to change your U.S. dollar to.
But is it?
Canadian coin.
Any place go? No, we don't accept cryptocurrency. I mean, I understand they can do that with anything, but to me, I just feel like it's this made up thing. And then people bought into it. They're like, oh, yeah, this is the great new way to pay. Get this, guys. No more money. No more dollar bills. We're going to use it. But it's like, well, it's still not. We have not assessed what the worth of a Bitcoin is. You know what I mean? It goes up and down. I don't know. Maybe I'm just sounding like an idiot. I just don't understand. And then you have something like this where the only guy. You're telling me you didn't tell one other person the password?
Yeah, dude, come on. Write it down.
Yeah, write it. Put it somewhere.
You know? You got dudes in there trying to figure it out. What did he like? What was his favorite food?
Try 1, 2, 3, 4.
Right. Boom, hi.
1, 2, 3, 5.
Right. The password is password.
Who would have thought? So that's crazy. But $100 some odd million of this cryptocurrency that they can't access now.
Jeez, dude.
Way to go, guys. That's what you get. I just
dropped the ball on that one.
If somebody ever wants to try and explain it to me, feel free. I don't think I'll ever understand it.
But I would put more 2 cents in, but I really don't know much about it.
I don't know anything about it. It just seems silly to me. Mm-hmm. But who knows? Maybe eventually it's all going to be fake internet money, and that's all we're going to be doing. We'll figure it out. We're going to use body parts as currency.
Jeez, man.
Take my finger.
No. I'll take my Bitcoin.
No, my finger.
Keep your finger.
Here's a finger for a sandwich. What?